February 11. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we all have some fault or failure or weakness in us. Nobody is free from them. We inherit these weaknesses from our fathers and they from their fathers and so on. We are born in sin, Psalm 51:5. If the father has a bad temper, invariably the children will have it. If the father is greedy for money, the children too are of the same type. If the father has a haughty, proud spirit, the children will have the same. Thus we inherit the weaknesses of our parents. We cannot overcome our weaknesses by reformation or tears or other things. But the Lord Jesus Christ can transform us as we humble ourselves and confess our failures and weaknesses day by day. The Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest and he bears our weaknesses on his shoulder. We are privileged to go to him with all our weaknesses, shortcomings and failures. So by faith we say to him, "My Lord, I confess my shortcomings, failures and faults. Have mercy upon me. Give me victory over all these." As our high priest he bears burdens also, 1 Peter 5:7. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has a very strong shoulder to carry you through any kind of weakness, shortcoming or failure. He is our strength in our weakness and failures. He is our advocate, 1 John 2:1. By his advocacy all our shortcomings are transformed into divine virtues, Hebrews 7:25. These virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ are symbolized by the five materials of the ephod, gold, blue, purple, scarlet and fine linen. Through these garments, God shows us how the virtues of Christ should be woven into our lives. Five is the number of grace. Divine virtues are given to us as we willingly obey Him. Here the gold speaks of the divine nature by which we are enabled to know heavenly things, and which is manifested by Christ-like virtues. These virtues become apparent when we, with strong faith, endure patiently trials and temptations, 1 Peter 1:7. The blue speaks of divine wisdom, purple speaks of the Lord's authority, scarlet speaks of His precious blood and fine twined linen speaks of the pure life of our Lord.